It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by Climate Field View. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
If you get a recall notice in the mail for your car, do you just toss it or do you take care of it? If you just throw it away without doing something, it could be a deadly mistake. Last month, when that 24-year-old father in Indianapolis died while he saved the life of his 3-year-old daughter after their car rolled into a pond, police said the vehicle somehow had come out of park on the gear shift. And now, the Indianapolis Star reports there was a recall on that 10-year-old Pontiac G6 4 years ago for a similar problem. And the repair was never performed. And here is an interesting statistic. Roughly one-third of the cars out there on the road have had recalls where the vehicle was never repaired. This is according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And the highway safety experts say if you are driving around that way, you're really taking a life in your own hands. From This Week in Agribusiness this morning, just as you might expect, in the wake of the Chinese announcement of tariffs to be put on United States soybean imports, the soybeans grown by the farmers down into Brazil have become more valuable in the past week. In that Brazilian state of Paraná, soybeans were priced at the equivalent of $11.60 a bushel at the city of Castro, while they were at $11.90 a bushel at the port city of Paranaguá. Now that's not quite, but almost $1.50 a bushel higher than the nearby contract of the Chicago soybean futures. The premiums at the Brazilian ports are running about 4 times as high as they usually are this time of year down there in the midst of harvest. That harvest, by the way, is a little more than 3/4 done right now, and that's where it usually is by this date in April. A Milwaukee TV reporter is out of jail on bail after he allegedly slugged a reporter by the competing TV station. The incident that resulted in the arrest of 32-year-old A.J. Biapour took place at last week's Chicago Cubs-Milwaukee Brewers game. Biapour works for Milwaukee's Channel 6. The man that police say he hit is Ben Jordan, who works with Channel 4 in Milwaukee. By the way, there was at least one other fight in the stands as the teams played on the field last Friday. 11 people were ejected from Miller Park in Milwaukee. And a police officer was quoted as saying, "It was a typical Chicago Cubs busy night." That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Climate Field View. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.